Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw numerous kashas. We saw that the chiyuv marah only comes with the carbon pesach, according to the Rambam. So we asked how an arel is chayav to eat marah, an arel is not allowed to eat the pesach. The Gemara compares matz and marah, that you have to eat both of them, even though it's talking about without the carbon pesach. Like the Gemara says in Psachim and of Kuf Chof, that if a person is tamei or b'derech uchayka, he eats matzah and marah. Hi, matz is only with the marah is only with the pesach. Here's b'derech uchayka. So, how does the Rambam say that chiyuv marah is only with the pesach? And we also saw Akasha how the Gemara learns from the Gemara learns. It's the last Kasha. That was the last Kasha we asked. That. The pasuk of the Gemara is learning from Be'erev Tochel Matzis, that you eat marah. How can you learn from Be'erev Tochel Matzis to eat marah? Be'erev Tochel Matzis teaching you matzah. So those were our kashas, basically, in a sum, in a nutshell. Mitaka saw that from Be'erev Tochel Matzis, Rava only learned matzah, not marah, but Rav Lezer. But Bachar Yankif learns marah. As ma kore po. As elo ze betamtzit ma shelamadnu, ve'achshav anachnu mitkadmim shuv, hakol al pi Torat Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, me'or einenu, simchat chayenu, v'shmo l'zuchot havat kol nefesh hagoyin Reb Dov Zetzal yadua. אני זוכר, דיברנו על זה בשיעור לפני הרבה שנים, אולי דיברנו על זה כמה פעמים, אבל אני זוכר שהיה סימן שלמדנו בשלמי שמחה של הרב אלברג. אז יש חידוש של הזכר יצחוק, רבי צדל פונוביץ'ה, בסימן פי עוד ב' וכן הוא בכתבי הגרח, באוס קופצה דיטט. ובי מצה, there are two mitzvahs. One is the mitzvah of Be'erev Tochel Matzis, which is a mitzvah bifnei atzma, to eat matzah on the night of the 15th. And there's a second mitzvah of Al-Matzis and Morim Yochluhu, that the Rambam says that the mitzvah's essay is to eat the Pesach together with the matzah and the morah. The Rambam writes that the mitzvah of marah goes along with the Pesach in this pasuk, but also the mitzvah of matzah. The Ram holds an independent mitzvah to eat matzah. But akopana, from this pasuk, we see the matzah goes with the marah. So we have the pasuk of Be'erev Tochel Matzis, which is a mitzvah of ne'atzah, of eating matzah, Pesach night. And then there's noch a mitzvah to eat the matzah together with the Pesach and the marah. And the Zecher Yitzchak brings a certain psulim by matzah that are only in the mitzvah's essay of matzah and not in the mitzvah's essay of al matzis umeroyrim yochluhu ayin sham bedvarav. And that is what Rabbi Avram ben Arambam writes to be miyashiv kushias Reb Daniel Abavli. Daniel Abavli asked, why by moroil does the Rambam write that it is not a mitzvah's essay bifnei atzma, aval loichein b'matzeh? Matzeh, the Rambam says, is an independent mitzvah. Aye, they both are linked to the Pesach. Al matzeh u'moroilim yochluhu, it says in the pasuk. The Kosav Reb Avraham ben HaRambam, that since matzah bizman hazeh is midoraisa, and not moral, therefore matzah is a mitzvah essay and not moral. Ayin sham b'divrei Reb Avraham ben HaRambam. We quoted this Reb Avraham ben HaRambam in the previous year as well. It's in the Sefer Maisen Nisim in Simen Vov. There we have the tshuva of Reb Avraham ben HaRambam. Well, ben HaRambam was quite a formidable Talmud Chacham himself, but he's in the shadows of his great father, the Nesher HaGadol, the great eagle, Rabbi Moshe, the son of Maimon. He has schools named after him, hospitals named after him, Sfarim written on him, endless. Wow. As a kavanah shel Rabbi Avraham, when he says that matzah bizman hazeh is midoy raisa, not moror, is because matzah, we have a chiyuv even bizman hazeh without a Pesach. So it must be there's an additional mitzvah of achilas matzah. Mashen kein moror, which is derabbanan, since there's no Pesach, it's only derabbanan, it remains derabbanan, the whole mitzvah is only together with the Pesach. And therefore, included in the mitzvah essay is included in the mitzvah essay of Pesach, because it only comes along with the Pesach. And because of this, we don't have the kasha of Rav Perla on Rabbi Avraham ben HaRambam, which was that the proof of the Rambam is from what it says in the Mechilta on the pasuk of Al Matzah Semorim Yachlu. So this tells you that the mitzvah is eating roasted Pesach with matzah and maror, and on that the Rambam writes that from this is muchach that the mitzvah is kibbutzam. The mitzvah is to have them together. So Daniel Abavli said, but it also says this about matzahs. So why only maror? Why is only maror derabbanan? Matzahs also stated together with the. But the point is the Rambam says they're all coming together. Matzah sumorim yochlu together with the Pesach, so it's kibbutzah. So how do you get matzah as an independent mitzvah? Just like maror is neither is matzah. So based on what we said, vade gam b'matzah the mitzvah is kibbutzah. The Rambam wasn't telling us an untruth. Even by matzah the mitzvah is teeth them all together, but that's only. Copy the mitzvah essay of a matzah marim yachlu, amal nitvasfa. A mitzvah essay shall be erev teichlu matzis. Shebe matzah yishkan mitzvah beloi kavutza. My matzah, there's a mitzvah even without eating it in a group, and that's from be erev teichlu matzis, and that we don't have by mar. And with this, we can also understand what the Rambam proved in the Sefer HaMitzvos that the mar is tuffel. What it says in the Mechilta, that we don't require al hasoiva by anything but Pesach, but not by maror. So how do you see maror is tafel? Because you don't have to eat it al hasoiva. Only Pesach has to be eaten al hasoiva when you're satisfied, but not the maror. For Ekrav Perla, al kopanim v'matzav v'day have a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. When we call mokoim, maybe this is the Rav Perla. The previous was Rav Daniel Ababli. So Rav Perla asks, then I don't understand. You want to tell me the Rambam, you're telling me that you know that Mar is tuful to the Pesach, because Mar doesn't require Alasavin, Pesach does. So Matz also doesn't require Alasavin, that's not tuful. It's a mitzvah bifnei atzma, and yet there's no din Alasavin. So you can't prove anything from the din of Alasavin if it's a mitzvah bifnei atzma or not. That's the assertion of Rav Perla. Based on what we said, it would appear that the Lavachi, anyway, you have to understand. Mechitesi, that we should require matzah mar ala seva. It's a special din bePesach. That there's a havim in the mechilta that matzah mar is ala seva. It's a din in the Pesach. Mazayin in the matzah mar, so it must be that we have to explain that adirabo, since she is tuffle to the mitzvah of achilas haPesach, what's tuffle to the mitzvah of achilas haPesach? Matz and Maror, therefore you'd have a Havamina, they're included in the Achilas HaPesach, and the Din of Sova that we have by the Pesach, Memela is connected also to the Matz and the Maror. That's Pshat in the Mechilta. But since we have a Din of Ala Sova by Pesach, we also have a Din of Ala Sova by Matz and Maror. But the Zeh Boi L'mai She'enoi Kein, no, it's not true. It's not true. You don't require Ala Sova for the Matz and the Maror. Only for the Pesach, even though they're tuffle, but you don't require Ala Seva. You know they're connected to the Pesach, you don't require Ala Seva. So if that's the case, then the proof of the Rambam is not from the fact that it's not eaten Ala Seva, but very adirabba, punkt verkehrt, from the fact that there is a discussion of whether it's eaten Ala Seva. And that shows you that it's linked to the Pesach. The Rambam brings it as a hemshech, but the Rambam writes in the Mechilta that the Pesach was a mitzvah to eat it even without the matzah, the maror shein kein maror without the Pesach. Now, as the Ikar mitzvahs, the Pesach and the matzah and the maror are tuffle to the Pesach, and therefore Pesach is a mitzvah lochol gam b'loy matzah maror shein kein maror and matzah. Shalzel sifar Rambam rayalet feilut zo gami anidon shel ala seiva b'matzah maror, and in this the Rambam adds a proof for this ancillary factor, this secondary factor, this tfelus of the matz and the maror from the nidon of ala seva. Oh, from the fact that there's a nidon b'chlal to eat the maror and the matz ala seva, it must be it's tuffel to the Pesach. B'seder, but that's only with regard to the matz and the maror that are tuffel to the Pesach. But then there's also the matz of berf tochlu matzis. That has nothing to do with ala seva. That has nothing to do with the Pesach. So don't tell me that. Don't ask from the Rambam's proof that from the fact that the maror is tuffel, and that the maror is tuffel from the fact that that you don't require ala sova, because then you would have to say the same thing about matzah. Matzah also doesn't require ala sova; it's also tuffel. It's not true. Maror is a mitzvah finat, matzah is a mitzvah afna. The answer is no. The very fact that we discuss the fact that it's going to be ala sova means that it's tuffel. The Mara and the Matzah to the Pesach. But that's only when it's seen in the context of the Pesach. Mashen Kein Matzah is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma as well. And there you have, in addition, a gewaltiger mitzvah to eat the matzah mi be'erev teuchlu matzis. It's called Zeh Nifla Me'od, v'zeh Yisod Yadua b'achroinim. Achei nir'a she'etzem ha'yisod, etzem ha'yisod eino muchrach li gamrei. ויש גם מקום לומר שגם אם המצווה דמצה, מכוח המצווה דפסח ומצה היא, יש מקום לחייב לאכול מצה, אף על פי שאין האכול פסח. But this isn't absolutely necessary to say this. And there's also room to say that even if the mitzvah of matzah comes מכוח the mitzvah of Pesach and Maror, in other words, even if the mitzvah of matzah is only to be eaten together with, comes mikoyach the mitzvah of Pesach, nevertheless, yeshmokom lechayiv lechol matzah, even though you're not eating the Pesach. You can still be mechayiv matzah, even though you're not eating the Pesach. How could it be? In other words, even without the bear of teuchul matzahs, you can still say that matzah is an independent mitzvah. And the yesod lezen nirah midivrei Rebbe bar Yankov, we saw in the sugya, that he holds matzah b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan, since there's no korban Pesach. Matzah b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan, since there's no Pesach. Nevertheless, Tomein Orel are eating Minatara, they're eating matzah. Now, if Rav Barach Bar Yankov held that there's a chiyuv of matzah from Berav Tochul Matzahs, so then it would be a chiyuv b'zman hazeh, like Rava holds, like the Zecher Yankov writes, Zecher Yitzchak writes, that there's a chiyuv from Berav Tochul Matzahs. So how can Rav Barach Bar Yankov say, no, matzah b'zman hazeh is the Rabbanan? But yet a Tomein and Orel are chayiv to eat. If it was from Berav Tochul Matzahs, so then it would be b'zman hazeh, not only Tomein Orel b'zman habayis. So Baal Kol Chaynu Dilididei Be'erev Toichlu Matzis Eino Ele L'Rabot Achila Shal HaMitzvus Esei Shal Al Matzis U'Meroichim Shal Zeh Nitraba Mima Shekosuv Be'erev D'Mikom Mokom Chayavu L'Kayim Agam B'Loi Achilas Pesach. So it must be that according to him, Be'erev Toichlu Matzis is coming to include the Achila of the Mitzvus Esei of Al Matzis U'Meroichim Yochlu. Shall Zenit Rabbi Mashikasa Berav de Koko Chayv Lekayim Agam B'Loi Achilas HaPesach. In other words, it's telling you, Be'erev Teichul Matzis is telling you that even if you don't have a carbon Pesach, you're still Chayv and Al Matzis Umarim Yochlu. It's not an independent mitzvah. It's not that there's one mitzvah Matzim Yochlu together with the Pesach and another mitzvah Berav Teichul Matzis. No. The Berav Teichul Matzis is telling you that when you don't have the Pesach, you're still Chayv and Al Matzis Umarim Yochlu. And therefore, we have its distinction between Bizman Deika Pesach, Bizman Deleka Pesach. The distinction between where there is a Pesach and when there's no Pesach. We do have the carbon and we don't have the carbon. ומשום שרק נשרה בבקור שחיר ומצל מוטו עליו של המוצא זמורים יחיר וקיים את החלק של מצל שנם בבקור גם מבפור לוקים את החלק של פסח. Because they're rakish yishus are inyan shel Pesach. Aval b'zman hazeh delek haPesach harein kal mokom l'mitzvah zu sheyisodu hu chiyuv shel Pesach im matzis u'meroirim. Vein klal chalois l'mitzvah shetochil. L'chein enu chayiv klal midoi reise. Midoi reise. Zot omeret, moray v'rabotai, that we have a ribui in the Pesach that the chiyuv of mitzvah that is incumbent upon him matzis u'meroirim, you have to be mekayim the matzah even if before you're not mekayim the chelik of the Pesach, and as you mitzvah matzah morim yochlu to eat it together with the Pesach, and then another pasuk that's megala that even if before you can't eat the Pesach, you're not eating the Pesach, you're still chayv in the matzah, but that's only when there's the union of Pesach around. But b'zman hazeh, where there's no Pesach, then the mitzvah doesn't start. It's not chal anywhere. In other words, the whole mitzvah of be'erev toichlu matzis is chal on the al matzah morim yochlu. If there's a shaychus, if there's a possibility of eating the Pesach. B'zman habayis, but not b'zman hazeh. Memeli holds Tomei and Oro, b'zman habayis are eating matzah, but they're not eating the Pesach. Because the matzah is, what does it mean the matzah is an independent mitzvah? The matzah is a mitzvah, a matzah, marim yochlu, even without the Pesach. Why? That's what Berav Tochlu Matzahs teaches you. So not like we've been saying until now, that there's a mitzvah, a matzah, marim yochlu, to eat the matzah together with the Pesach, and there's a separate mitzvah, Berav Tochlu Matzahs. No. The bear of Tochul Matzis is telling you that even if you don't have before the carbon Pesach, but as long as you're Bizman Abayis, there's still going to be a mitzvah of Al Matzis Umarorim Yochlu. So Mitzvah Shem, with this we can answer numerous kashas, and then we are going to go Tanzer Ryan and Mitzvah Shem next year. See these nyanim. Please stay with us, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, Shalom. But now that we shall continue.